KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Pietermaritzburg man is currently in a critical condition in hospital. Craig Buerta from KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service says the 40-year-old collapsed due to a medical condition on Ivy Road last night. Buerta says he was then attacked by a dog.
Following the collapse, he was attacked by pit bulls. KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service responded swiftly to the scene. Paramedics provided advanced life support, stabilizing the patient before transporting him to a nearby hospital for urgent medical care. And KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service urges community members to be mindful of their surroundings and to take necessary precautions to ensure their safety and that of others.
National disaster management officials will head to Impendle, west of Pietermaritzburg, tomorrow. They will be joined by KZN Premier Tami Ntuli. We have heard that wards 1 and 5 of the Impendle local municipality were severely affected by strong winds during the inclement weather that affected parts of KZN and the Eastern Cape last week. About 100 families have been affected in those wards and now require urgent relief. To the Free State, National Police have now turned to the public with an appeal for information in the kidnapping case of a teenager. Grade 11 pupil Kgamogelo Bokudi from Bloemfontein was allegedly abducted over a week ago. It's understood the 19-year-old was stopped while traveling in a vehicle by two men who were allegedly impersonating police officers. He has not been seen since. Spokesperson for the police ministry, Kgamogelo Mokgotsi, says so far they've arrested one suspect who is a real police officer.
With the assistance of the private security industry, the team has followed up on various leads and has spoken to family members and friends and have also engaged with their sources in an attempt to find the missing teen. Several briefings to the ministry on updates have taken place.
And there are several National Youth Day events taking place across the country. We're marking 49 years since the Soweto uprisings that saw students rise up against the apartheid government. Many, including Hector Peterson, lost their lives. Deputy President Paul Mashatile will deliver the keynote address on behalf of President Cyril Ramaphosa at a 2025 Youth Day commemorative event in the Northwest. Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie has just opened that event.
And the President sent a message. He's at the G7 because we are hosting the G20 this year. It's not a small thing. The problem with President Ramaphosa is very humble. If it was me, you'd all have known I'm the first president in Africa that is the G20 president.
EFF leader Julius Malema will also speak at a party youth rally this afternoon in Umlazi, south of Durban. He spoke at the Nazareth Baptist Church yesterday.
We wanted to come and pay our respect and tell the church and the elders of the church that we respect them so long because we have a rally of young people.
Your top story this hour. A Pietermaritzburg man is currently in a critical condition in hospital after he collapsed last night and then was attacked by a dog. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.